Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
Dude, nothing much, man. Shoot, it's Monday. It's Championship Monday. It's Polls Monday. It's everything, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here, man. I'm not complaining. First off day, I'm straight. How was your day?
Man, can't complain, man. It wasn't that bad, man. It was kind of smooth sailing, I guess, because anticipation of this championship and all that kind of stuff like that, man. So can't complain. How was your weekend, though?
Yeah. Weekend, besides working, weekend was cool. Went bowling for Maya's birthday.
Okay.
Or whatever. I'm going to tell you something, dude. Trinity's a trip, dog. How she was throwing that ball and was actually still getting strikes blew my mind.
must have been bumpers. Was she on bumpers?
Nah, it wasn't no bumpers. It was just like she was just, nope. She just threw it and it just slowly rolled down and strike.
I can only imagine this.
Fun weekend, though. Fun weekend.
Good.
That was your weekend.
Man, same old, man. Just kind of like going away for Robert as far as going back to school for the semester. So did that, had a little fun time with that, and was able to go ahead and get P2P practice. Had Daniel going on with that, get something new, all that kind of stuff like that. Get him ready for the season, all that kind of stuff like that. So, definitely good. And also, for you people, showcase for the seniors. It's going to be happening Sunday, right? So make sure you tune in because we're actually going to have, you know, the guys, Coach Montgomery, the mayor, Carlos, Collins on here, you know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about the showcase for the seniors. So should be good and all that kind of stuff like that, man. So, man, let's go and hit the ground running. We got a lot of stuff covering. We got a big game that's going on, too. So, you know what I'm saying? We like to watch that also ourselves. So, hey, without a doubt, you want to know where to find us? Right here, Mark Will Show, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, you don't stop, Instagram, Twitch is Mark and Will Gaming, website markandwillshow.com. Follow our group page. And you know what I'm saying? That's on fire, Facebook. It should top 1,000 this week. Already at a short period of time, so congratulate. I want to thank all the people who've been supporting that, and the master page on that Facebook is growing. You know what I'm saying? That's get ready to hit 2,300, and Twitter's great hit 4,000 followers. So hey, thank everybody who's helped showing love to us. We appreciate that. Make sure you get and subscribe to that channel. What you on right now? YouTube. That's 772. We need more than that, baby. See, come on, hit us with 228 so we can go ahead.
Right.
We got to do. And, you know, it is what it is, y'all. So come on and show us that love, and we're going to make sure these shows is popping like always. FNC, definitely got to get that going. So I know my sisters are probably watching this one. So, hey, hit me up. Let me know when y'all available so we can go ahead and get it rocking. Gaming.
Yeah, I got a couple of them that's actually on Twitch or whatever. I'm still trying to figure out how to take it from off of Twitch and throw it on the tube. But if I got to put it on tube first and then throw it on Twitch, that's how I do it that way. But go over on Twitch. Got a couple things going on over. And then I got some stuff on my sleeve. Have some of the kids play some of this baseball online. Show y'all what they can do.
Whoop, whoop. Without a doubt. All right, let's hit it running. So, Let's go on and dive into this one. Pittsburgh 69, Louisville 76. These are the Lady Cardinals. This game right here, it was kind of a struggle. Pittsburgh actually was leading, taking care of business over Louisville. Louisville battled back in their fourth quarter and took control with a couple of key stops. On that one, you had, let me see, Cochran. She ended up with Olivia Cochran had 8 points, 9 rebounds. Dixon has 6 and 2. Jones has 7 points, 8 rebounds. Haley had 18 points, of course, doing her thing, 7 assists. 4.
Yeah.
Got to clean that up. Chris McCarr, she has 16 points, 4 dimes. On the bench, you had Kono. I heard you, girl, had 11 points. That was the key. Louisville now stands at 4-1 in the conference, 13-5 overall. It's just like Mark and I have said it on the show before, you know, you know that you have total faith in Walls and in these young ladies getting it together. To me, what stands out to me is that, man, you need another true scorer besides Haley Van Leaf. And I know that Carr has put some
right
together. You really need two more. That's when you become elite. So you need Carr and you need Jones to get it together, to be consistent. And then that defense, you got to shore up that defense. Too many wide open jumpers. You know, I can understand people hitting, you know, somebody's hot, but you're hot. If you're open, you know, people got to understand collegiate athletics, these men and women, they are practicing every day. So if you leave them open, they're going to knock it down. So you got to get shore up the defense and all that kind of stuff, man. They got a big game coming up this week, Thursday, at Virginia Tech, which is 13th ranked. You know, it just seems kind of funny. You can't even say Louisville's ranked. I mean, I ain't seen that in a long time. So, I don't know. What you got, Mark? You got anything, or are you frozen on me? He's frozen. Get him out of there. So, next up, you have, let me see, Mark's joining us again. Let's see. All right. Next up, Kentucky basketball. Whoo, took it on the chin this weekend. Big time. Kentucky lose to Alabama 78-52. Big Blue Nation is upset big time. And you can't blame them. I mean, you know, Kentucky has elite talent on the team. Elite. So, what's going on, man? 10-5, 1-2 in the conference. I can't remember the last time they got blown out like this on the road as far as in the conference. I know, don't get me wrong, I know Missouri got in them too, but back-to-back, this is unheard of for the Wildcats. Let me see. Let me go on to get into this. Wildcats were led by Willer with 15 points, 3 assists. Wallace had only 2 points, 5 rebounds. Now, you know it's something with Oscar only have 4 points, 6 rebounds. Livingston, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Topping, 3 points, 6 rebounds. Topping went off against Louisville and went off against, forgot who they played last game, but he went off on them too. But not enough. Reeves, the transfer, he had 20 points, 4 rebounds. Collins had 4. I don't know. Like I said, I know Kentucky Wildcats, the Big Blue Nation, is very upset with this action. So, you know, it is what it is. You got to get it rocking and rolling big time. Much needed. Let's see. Speaking of must get things rocking and rolling, woo, Wake Forest 80, Louisville 72. You know, after the Syracuse game, you would hope that, you know, you really should have won it. I had an opportunity to win it. You get down against Wake Forest early. You know, you're down by 17 at halftime, which is unacceptable. You know, get down by that much. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. So, you know, 17 points at halftime is sad. Then they come back. They get within 3.
Right.
And it's totally sad. I mean, it's, you know, because you would hope that Louisville would go ahead and take, you know, steps forward and everything to be okay, that kind of stuff. Well, you get down by 17 at, you know, at halftime. Come on, man. You know, then it's fighting and clawing back.
Yeah.
It's sad. And you know, it's coaching. It's the players. It's everything. You know, it's the whole kit and caboodle. Because you got to start out fast. You at home. It's like you on the road. You know what I'm saying? You at home. And so what we have for – we have Mike James that put two tough games together. Hats off to that redshirt freshman. He had 24 points, 8 boards, 2 steals. L. Ellis, hats off to you. Y'all know how I feel about him running point. But the last two games, he had been solid. He has 20 points. And this is what gets me, because I don't care about really the points. He had 8 assists and 2 turnovers. So, dude was solid this week. I mean, this game, the last game, and I think the other game he was solid too. So, he's learning. You can see, like, when you see that he's learning. But y'all can't get that man no help. Mike James had elevated his stuff. But you got Curry with 5 points, 6 boards. Lance, who's a rookie, 3 points. Huntley, only 2 points. J.J. Twiner, off the bench, 7 points, 3 rebounds. That's good. Withers, we had a Withers sighting, 11 points. In fact, that's good. But there's no way that Curry and Huntley combined for 7 points, man. That's sad. So,
right.
We can blame my man for smoking mirrors as far as Kenny Payne. But at the end of the day, these players got to play, man. And the last time I checked, he ain't out there shooting jumpers. That's him, man.
He's not.
You know, I don't. Curry would be on my bench.
Absolutely. I mean, he's not giving you no productivity this year at all.
And I don't think I think he's a senior, but where are you going?
Overseas.
Ford truck plant, DE, something like that. I mean, because I don't see it, bro. Like, you know, first of all, I don't know too many seniors that come in your senior season out of shape, that has aspirations to play in the league. Like, that don't make sense to me, dude. That's ridiculous.
It don't.
You know, and that's what you get.
Nah, you right about that, because he sure ain't Shaq.
Right. He's not but 6'7", 6'8". So you're not even 7 foot. You know what I'm saying? So, like, dude, you can't do all that stuff, bro. And it's sad. It is truly sad because, you know, another reason why you lose the game, we talked about this last time, 11 for 20 free throws. L. Ellis, man, you missed 4, dude. You can't be missing 4 free throws. You're the starting point guard. I'm sorry. James,
exactly.
1 for 4. So for the starting backcourt, missed 7 free throws. Come on, man. You know, that's ridiculous.
You can't do that. Free throws count. Gotta make it.
And since you're playing these guys 36 and 32 minutes, man, that condition, you got to be running, man. You got to get all that together so you ain't got to worry about all that stuff, man. That's bad, man. It's already a long season. It's going to get longer. You know, so much inconsistent play that really, like Mark and I have said this off camera, we talked about different things. I kind of wish he would have cleaned house, man. Got rid of everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the ones who just...
Everybody.
Just get rid of everybody. Clean slate. You guys have been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? We all heard that before and all this kind of stuff. But what do you say now? Because now you're showing what you are. You're actually showing what you are. So we can't blame, but ain't no cloud over our head anymore. Coach Mack and all. Man, all that's gone. At the end of the day, a ball is going to ball. A ball is going to ball.
He's going to play. Absolutely right.
And I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. Another loss. So now they are 2-14. Yep. I thought that Marcus Maven senior team was horrible when they was like 9-21 or something like that. But at least they had 9 wins or 11, whatever they had. But this one right here, and then they got to go to Clemson on Wednesday. at 9 p.m. to go ahead and get another loss. Then they come home Saturday with your Pops team, North Carolina. North Carolina gonna come and do them in dirty. Do them in dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, March can't come quick enough, bro. I'm gonna be real on
that. Over with.
Right. Over and done with, like, this segment. NBA. Let me get you in there. Let's get on NBA. Let's go ahead and talk about that, man. Hit them scoreboards with the NBA. Fantastic.
I got you, bro. Bro said, just like this segment. He's a fool. Okay. I'm going to talk about the games from yesterday first. Yeah, Philly, who beat Detroit 126-111. Toronto beat the Blazers 117-105. Indiana beat Hornets 116-111. Brooklyn beat the Heat 102-101. Grizzlies beat the Jazz 123-118. Timberwolves beat the Rockets 104-96. OKC is on a roll, beat Dallas 120-109. Cleveland beat the Suns 112-98. Wow. ATL beat the Clippers 112-108. Monday the 9th, you got games on right now. Pelicans, Washington. Pelicans is up 68-56 at halftime.
Okay.
Boston is up on Chicago 46-43 in the second. New York Knicks and Milwaukee. Knicks is up 37-34 second quarter. Grizzlies is up on the Spurs 14-11. Game just started. Then you got the nightcap games. Nuggets, Lakers. Magic Kings.
Cool. So the conference standards that we get as of right now, in the Eastern Conference, you have the Celtics with a one-game lead over the Nets and a two-and-a-half-game lead. Hold on. Let me go. That was the whole conference. Let's go to the division. Celtics with a one-game lead over the Nets, three-and-a-half-lead over the 76ers. In the Central, you got the Bucks and the Cavs tied, and the Pacers three games behind them. In the Southeast, you have the Heat with a 1.5 lead over the Hawks and a 3.5 lead over the Wizards. In the Western Conference Northwest, you have the Nuggets with a 7-game lead over the Timberwolves and the Portland Trail Blazers. In the Pacifics, you have, I think I was never going to say this, because Vlade Divac and Doug Christie and them are not walking through that door. The Kings with a 1-game lead over the Clippers and the Warriors. Phoenix Sun has dropped all the way down to 1.5, and the Lakers too. Like, this, everybody's there. Like, as much as people want to get on,
yeah,
like, everybody, this right here is the, like, the NFC football, NFC South. Everybody's jumbled up right there. So this is anybody's game on that one. In the Southwest, you have the
Grizzlies
with a 2.5 game lead over the Pelicans and 4 game lead over the Mavericks. And everybody, like, now, besides the talent that the Grizzlies have, every team is starting to hate the boldness, the confidence, the brass, the trash-talking Grizzlies. It's a bunch of young
people
who do not respect anybody. And a lot of these vets don't like it. And I get it. I understand both sides. I understand, man, we balling. We don't care. And I understand the vets like, dude, we're gonna do something. You know what I'm saying? So, if way to shut somebody up is to beat them.
You got to. The way the NBA is going now, NBA is young.
You're right. Young. All right, next chapter, next segment, big time right here. We got the championship game that's going right now. Mark, can you give an update for us?
Yes, sir. All my stuff went out. That's stupid. Georgia is up 17-7. First quarter.
Just scored a TD, because the crazy thing is TCU, it was 10-0 Georgia. Then TCU scored, thank goodness, make it a game. And now Georgia came back 17-7. You know what? As a person who loves defense, but you know what? This game right here, I don't care if it's 50 after 50. You know, go ahead and get everybody together, watching it, liking it. That's what it's about. But Mark and I talked about this last week. I think he was leading towards TCU. I'm leaning towards Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know that point spread. You know what I'm saying? It could be that way. It could be a blowout. It could be close or whatever. But let me ask you this before we get to the next segment. What does TCU have to do to win this game?
They got to tighten up that defense because Georgia's offense is doing whatever they want to do. On them. So it's like last week y'all did y'all thing, but it's like you got to leave that in the past. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave that in the past. They had a 2-week break, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, is the stage too big for them now? Is the stage, Georgia's like, we've been here. We here.
Right.
And Georgia's defense is nasty.
Right. Right. You're right. You know what? And I think you hit it on the head. I think, you know, TCU is an explosive offense, so they can get big plays, big chunk plays. I think they have to speed this game up so fast that Georgia has to be stuck with their defense. They can't get them in and out, you know what I'm saying? Worm out. You got the time out because that defense is NFL all the way across the board. So they're going to have to try to take care of that business, make sure everything works without a doubt with that one. So hopefully TCU can go ahead and show up that defense, like Mark said, so this can be an entertaining game. Hey, you know what? I'm not a Georgia fan. I'm not a TCU fan. I just wanted to be a good game.
Right.
Exactly. I know that, like Mark said, if TCU does not step up, then it's going to be a blowout. So hopefully TCU get things together. And before we get off the air, we'll definitely update you guys as that championship game is going on. NFL. Last week of NFL. Started off with the Chiefs 31, the Raiders 13. Yeah.
Right. And you know what's so crazy? I'm surprised that the Chiefs kept all their starters in.
Why were you surprised?
I mean, I get that you want the number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
He said why he's surprised.
No, I mean
the number one spot, that's cool, whatever, but.
No, I'm saying no. That's what I was saying. Like, you know, they couldn't afford to lose because with this game, and all that I'm saying, and I'm going to say it real quick, because with this that game that happened with the Bengals and Bills, the rules is changing weekly.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. So I get them doing that, even though I think the added edge real quick, Mark, is because they hate the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a rivalry, so I'm going to stick it to them. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this game, I mean, if you couldn't beat Vegas, which we don't even know who the backup is for Kansas City anyway, but still, if y'all couldn't have beat them with just your starters in for the first half, then that's the problem. Y'all had to come up with, hey, I mean, I don't know. Chiefs is the Chiefs. They got a first round bye. I don't care for them. I don't care for the Chiefs. But they just need to hope they don't run into their kryptonite in the playoffs.
Yeah, we all know who that is. You don't. I think they're up in Ohio. I mean, to me, take care of business.
Yeah.
I think this is all about take care of business, knock them out. And really, like I said, the Chiefs and the Raiders, they do not like each other. It's a rival, so they stuck it to them. They did a merry-go-round on them, all that kind of stuff. They're trying to embarrass them, which they did. Tony got a TD. You know, it is what it is. I feel it. Get it. Like Mark said, get out of there. You know, you got your points. You did what you had to do. You embarrass them and all that. So, congratulations to the Chiefs. Titans 16, Jaguars 20. Titans, you had the game. Yes. Hey.
Jaguars defense stepped all the way up.
Had to.
Because the offense couldn't do nothing for real.
Had to.
They stepped up and they are in. Tennessee, all that y'all had to do was win and y'all was in. Y'all couldn't get it done. So,
you know, bro, the thing about it.
It's the Titans for me.
the bad thing about it is that you know, Willis, you draft Willis to go ahead and be the future.
And don't play.
And you don't play him. You got Dobbs. You know what? Hats off to Dobbs for being put in that situation because he wasn't even on the team 3-4 weeks ago. So, you know, he did it.
Nope.
He did enough to win the game except for that pick six. And, you know, and I hate, you know, because you know the real true blue Titan fans are blaming on him. But no. Blame it on the front office. Because if Willis, who started several games for you guys, could not have done this, because I didn't think that Dobbs did anything spectacular. And Willis couldn't do this? And
he started the game?
And he knows the system?
Right.
Okay, please somebody DM us and say that he had a sprained ankle, something went wrong or whatever. But you know what? My thing is this. When you lose 5 straight games, 6 straight games, whatever it is, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs anyway. So get on out of there. Jaguars have been hot. Jaguars offense, you got to get it together. But you know what? Like Mark always says, man, divisional games, you know what I'm saying? They can't comp, you know, divisional foes, they know what you do. So, hey, clearly that was going to be slugfest, and it was. Congratulations, Jaguars, for getting there. Duval, way to go.
Yes, sir.
Bucks 17 and the Falcons 30. 30 piece for the Falcons. Wow. Who saw that coming? 30 piece?
First off, nobody saw it coming. It was a good game for the rookie Riddler to be in. You know what I'm saying? Last game of the season, playing against Tampa Bay. Keep getting more reps, but golly, Tampa, what's going on? Atlanta?
And plus, your boy, Atlanta. Plus, he was so determined to play. And I get it, because you remember how we talked about Brady was going to play. I think he played or something, so he can get his rhythm. And I get it, because he's an old man. He's an old man like me. You got to get that rhythm, you know what I'm saying? So he decided to do that. Desmond Riddler, way to go, Desmond, for real. St. X grad, since the University of Cincinnati. Which,
absolutely.
People don't care about. Mm-hmm, not at all. but, hey, Aguilar, whatever, he had 135, so congratulations on that. The Bucks didn't need in that game anyway. It was already in. So
it was already in.
Falcons, do what you had to do. Tampa Bay was too busy ready about getting some rhythm, so I get it. Not a biggie, not at all. It's only a biggie if you bet it and you took the Bucks. That's it. That's the only way.
Yeah. Other than you're right about that.
At all. Bills 35, Patriots 23. DeMar.
Yeah, if people was watching this game, because like I said, I was at work and I was looking at it, and it was like, wow, this game was kind of close early.
Yeah.
And the Bills, you know what I'm saying? They found a way to pull it out. I'm glad that Coach Belichick said, don't kick to that boy no more. Y'all lost your mind. Y'all keep kicking him.
Nah, bro. Don't let him off the hook, bro. Don't let him off the hook. First of all, Nakia Hines, that's the one I've been talking about. They picked up another third down back or whatever, slot back, but he is a returner. I've never seen a game that you, after a guy returns the opening kick for a TD, Mark, you kick to
opening.
Him, and then you kick to him again, and he get two kickoff returns in the same game. I mean, last time we said was there was a Kansas City or somebody like that, I mean, you don't, when somebody, that I don't care, college, peewee, high school, you don't kick it to him again. You kicked it to this man again. 14 points is, come on, man. It's for the Bills right there. And, hey, hats off. Bills, y'all did what they had to do. I know it had to be hard as heck to deal with what you've been dealing with, one of your brothers falling. And, hey, y'all took care of business. Hats off. We had a Devontae Parker sighting. He had 2 TDs. I heard you, Devontae. Way to try to keep that contract, baby. Way to go, Ballard alum. Ballard High alum. I see you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? You said, hey, y'all going to pay me. Because everybody was trying to get incentives and everything at the end of the last week. Everybody was trying to get something.
Absolutely. Yes.
Vikings 29. The Bears 13. With a number one stunner coming their way.
Right. They beat up on a Bears team that just injuries, hurting, all that. So they didn't care. They was probably losing this game on purpose anyway to get that number one pick.
Wouldn't you?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
Jesus Christ.
But brother, let me ask you this. You and I are the GM and coach for the Bears, right? Now you got that number one stunner.
Yeah.
You got that number one stunner, right? If I can trade and go down like to 3 or 4 and get me 2 more first round picks, or give me 3 or 4, give me another first round pick, and give me some future first round picks. Because reason why I'm saying this, Bears fans, bear with me, listen to me. You guys need more than one player. Y'all need several players.
Yeah.
You need weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You need weapons. So go ahead and trade down. Get that fourth pick or whatever, and get it. Whoever got the most assets to give you multiple picks in this year's first round, and then next year's and the year, whatever. That's what you guys need to do.
Yep.
You're not one player away.
And the Vikings, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way I see it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And the Vikings, I'm a people 100. Vikings, dude, y'all, you know what? The Giants might get y'all. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
They already played, too. See, that's the thing about it. Mark and I are going to hit
that.
We're going to hit that real quick. And we also going to talk about that Thursday. We're previewing, but yeah, I think they got the best pick out of the bunch. Ravens 16, Bengals 27.
A nice little divisional game. The Bengals beat up on them like they supposed to. Lamar wasn't playing, but they saying Lamar is trying to fight to play this week. If I was Lamar, I most definitely wouldn't. But Bengals went out there and did what they were supposed to do, period. Now you got a rematch game coming this weekend.
You know, to me, if he's healthy, go ahead and play. I'm just going to say that. If you're not healthy, if you're not 100% healthy, don't play. You ain't practiced. You ain't done stuff like that. So, you know, don't put yourself in harm's way. But the thing about it is, if I'm every other team in the playoffs, I want the Ravens to have Lamar Jackson playing. Because, like I always go back, like Mark says, divisional rivals, right? So, you think the Bengals are happy that they playing the Ravens? They have to play the Ravens if Lamar Jackson ain't playing. If Lamar Jackson playing, that's
right.
Right? And that's the fear factor.
That's different.
Because everybody knows. And to me, that's a team, even if Lamar has not practiced, he plays, that's scary to the Bengals. Because now you got to account for this dude that you didn't have to account for, period. At all.
Yeah.
And divisional people knows you like in and out. That's the scary part. So if you're 100%, go ahead. If you're not, if you're 90, if you're 80, don't do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know too many teams that's going to be able to be match up with the Bengals. And the reason why the Ravens do, because of the rivals, they know the ins and outs. And if they got the cheat code back there, it'd be two teams with a cheat code. One, Joey Buckets, the other one, Flash Jackson. So, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You know, Bengals took care of business. You know, like I said, I don't know if somebody's flipping coins on coin talk, whatever the heck is going on. But where to go, Bengals, with that one. This
right
here, and Mark and I will hit this topic, so we won't even get into the news that dropped yesterday or whatever. But Texans 32, the Colts 31, this was the battle of the garbage.
It absolutely was, and I'll just say something about that the deep bomb he threw. I'm confused because you had all these Colts fans around this receiver, but only one jumped. Like, only one jump, and he almost caught that. He almost had it, almost, but it fell right in the lap. And it was like, wow. I mean, where's everybody else at? That is gonna let him free like that? That's crazy.
Mark,
then they get the 2-point conversion. Like, wow.
Like, we're trying to beat.
Like, we give up. We don't care.
Well, for all the
Saturday's over with.
Well, you know what? And we got something on that too, so I don't want to hit that. But I would say this real quick. Colts, Texans still going to get the pick higher than you. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're not getting that pick. You might get the first pick anyway. So I don't know what you guys are trying to do. And, you know, Texas, hey, love you. I hear you, man. You do what you had to do. Take care of business.
Yeah.
Do not know quit. Yeah. And I feel for you, and Mark and I will address this shortly. But the Colts, like Mark said, could they be like, hey, we done with the Surtee experiment? I don't know.
Exactly.
But the problem is you have an owner. Their owner is a wannabe Jerry Jones. Because, you know, Jerry's wild and all the stuff. Jerry's older. You know, my man been busted with all kinds of illegal stuff. All kinds of.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the owner. I ain't talking about the player. I wouldn't be surprised if he retains Surtee, because I think he's done identified that that's who he wants to roll with. And it's crazy because all that talent that they have on their team, please, please give it up. Because, you know, I know some people who might need some of them players. I'm just saying. And no shame in the game. I'm just saying. Jets 6, Dolphins 11. Baseball score. This is my score. Well, actually, it'd be a 0 for the Jets. But this is like my first inning score. Dolphins 11, Jets 6.
I ain't gonna sit here front. I'm so disappointed in the Jets. It's not even funny. Jets, y'all disappointed me so bad this weekend. I was actually rooting for y'all. Maybe if I should have rooted for Miami, they would have lost. Jesus Christ. But Miami did what they were supposed to do. They went out there. They pulled it off without Tua or whatever. But do you play Tua next week? Well, this week. You know what I'm saying? Because without Tua, that offense is not the same.
You better. I'm gonna say this. Hey, for all the Dolphins fans out there, y'all know the deal. Y'all know the deal, man. There's only one quarterback right now that's on that roster that make you guys go, and it ain't TB, it ain't ST, it's TT. And he's gonna say. He's gonna play. He is definitely gonna play. I don't care. You know what? They weathered the storm because they knew the Jets' offense was so horrible that they had a chance. So you say we got a chance, and they eked it out because if Mike White would have played, then that score would have been different. I think the Jets would have won.
Very much so.
We had the Grizzly veteran from Yellowstone Park, Joe Flacco. And Joe only can muster up 6 points. Goodness gracious. Please, somebody, just put him in a booth.
That's what, man.
Put him in a booth somewhere, please. Get rid of him. Panthers 10, Saints 7. This smells like a draft game to me. There, and all, before you go, Mark.
Congratulations.
Mark, before you go, and the only reason why I say that, brother, is because there is no way you go beat Philly. At Philly. I don't care if Minshew played, whatever that dude's name, you go play them and beat them solidly and lose to the Panthers at the crib. That's just me.
Dude. First off, congratulations, Carolina. We don't know what y'all coaching thing is going to look like next year, but good win at the end of the year. Go home to y'all families, take a vacation, then get back to work.
That's it. I mean, I'm totally disgusted because I'm really am. I mean, I'm going to call them out. Now, I think they tanked on that. I really do think the Saints tanked on that because, don't get me wrong, I think the Panthers played for their coach, and I think he rallied them, and they was rock and roll, and they had a
defense.
But there's no way, man, you only score 7 points at the crib against them like that. I really think that, you know, now the Carolina Panthers is ranked ahead of them when it comes to this draft. They're right there with Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, and I hate to say that, but it goes on. For people who think people don't tank, I lose game on purpose, especially the end, man, then you're joking. You're kidding yourself. That's what goes on. And I think right there, there's no way the Saints ain't, so you back to the ain'ts, lose to the Panthers at home. Unless you
right, right.
Yuck. Here we go. Yep. Steelers 28, Browns 14. Let's go, let's go.
I mean, it was a good win. They had to win this game to even try to at least get into the playoffs. And they pulled it off. They won. I'm proud of them or whatever, but the Jets end up losing, couldn't get in. Now it's time to reevaluate everything. We got a bunch of people that's got free agency. Do we sign certain people or do we get people in the draft? Pittsburgh got a lot of decisions to make this offseason, especially when it comes to the defense side of the ball, because the offense is pretty much good and legit. We can see what Kenny did when he's in there. He's going to be a solid, nice little quarterback for us. We just got to get this defense together. I mean, yeah, great win against the Browns. That's cool. But still too many losses this year. I think it's coming down to these divisions having all these 8-8 and 9-8 teams. And they get in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not cool.
Right.
Because you got a lot of sucky divisions out here. But our season, I mean, I take away from it. It was okay. He didn't, so quote-unquote, Mike Tomlin didn't have a losing season this year because they won yesterday.
Good job.
Or whatever. But that still ain't no certified thing for losing as many games as you lost.
Right. That's true.
So congratulations to Pittsburgh. Got to go and reevaluate everything and see what we can do to improve that defense.
True that. Without a doubt. Chargers, Broncos. Broncos 31, 28. Which Chargers was locked in. It really didn't make a difference on this game for them.
Yeah, they was in.
You know, that looks good for Mr. My Goodies, I guess, to get a W. 5-12.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last in the league as far as their divisions, so to speak. You know what? I got a question that's going to come up with this one, so I'm not, you know, hey, Broncos win 31-28. Mark, you got anything to add on this?
Man, good win, Broncos. Russell, don't do no social media all season. Just get straight to work.
Right, that part.
Period.
Eagles 22, period. The Giants 16.
Another divisional game. I mean, it's your division. You know it best. You know what I'm saying? Both of these teams are already locked in the playoffs anyway. It was just going out there trying to beat up on each other, to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're divisionals. So, Philly, I got the win. Hurts. I hope he's okay next week.
You know, I think to me, though, you know, the thing about it is that Eagles had to have this win, you know, because they still had a chance to lose the East until somebody else decided they didn't want to.
Yeah, play. Yeah.
But the bigger thing is that you had San Francisco breathing down your neck. So, Hurts ended up playing, all this kind of stuff. I think what's alarming to me, and see, this ain't being talked about. The Giants, they had their second team in there. Second and third and fourth team.
Yeah.
The Eagles had their first team in there. And granted, it was
15
to nothing at half, but for them to all of a sudden be into a game. See, everybody wants to look at other teams and all this, and I get it. But to me, if I am an Eagles fan, I'm kind of not at ease with this because you had a second or third team and you struggled to beat them. Truly you did. I don't care what you say. You shouldn't give up 16 points to a third and fourth and fifth string quarterback type stuff. You shouldn't do all that. Saquon Barkley didn't play. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you had
opportunity. Nope, he didn't. Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, are you really satisfied? Yeah, you got that bye. But sometimes that bye is not your friend. Sometimes you're going to play another team that's going
to
be
a boy.
And y'all need, apparently.
Especially that's red hot.
And the thing about it is, I'm going to tell you what one of the biggest issues. The biggest issue is that defense is not as tough as people thought it was. Name-wise, it's a monster. But for you to give up 16 points to a third, fourth string people, That's not good. And then you was battling. That's not good. It didn't hurt. Hurt was 20 for 35, 229, and one interception. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see. So, hey, congratulations to the Eagles, tongue in cheek, for going ahead and winning the division and getting the number one seed. But,
a fake congratulations.
Yeah, good luck with that one. Cowboys 6, Commanders 26. On this one, let me go ahead and just roll the dice on this one. On this one.
Roll that.
Well, the thing about it is, man, if people have watched this show, you know I'm the Dallas Cowboys fan. Yes, I'm back here. So,
My
thing is this. Never been a Dak fan. But I know that you have to have a quarterback that's, you know, I'm not going to lay top 15. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have a bad last eight games, pick sixes. To me, I think he's, you know what? When I think about it, sometimes when you make that money, you kind of force yourself to try to prove that you deserve that money. And he's doing
something
he's never done. Like, his first 4 or 5 whatever years, he wasn't doing this kind of stuff. You know, forcing plays, trying to be, you know, force to act. You ain't got to force when you got some good plays, all that kind of stuff. So that right there is an issue. That's definitely an issue. This dude is, he needs to go to a therapist, go ahead and get evaluated, you know, get his mind together, because I think he's putting too much on himself. And he don't need to do that. And then, as the offensive coordinator, you make it easier for him. You call a little dump passes because you got enough speed around him. Throw some screens. Do some stuff that he's not got to throw 25 yards in a coverage, in a cover two or whatever, where he's got to be pinpoint. And then my thing is this. One of his favorite receivers is not even a great receiver in the league, Noah Brown. He forces a lot of stuff to Noah Brown. I guess he must play pitch and catch with him during the week, because he loves to go to this dude. Stop throwing to this dude. Please stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing, dude? Stop forcing the ball to this cat. Force it to CeeDee Lamb. I love that. Go ahead and do it. Force it to T.Y. Hilton. Don't force it to Michael Gallup, because he don't want it either. But I mean, like, dude, so one thing I would say is, your game plan can't be like, I'm going to go ahead and play until I check the Philadelphia score, and if Philadelphia is winning by a big margin, I'm going to sit my people down. So you best believe that thought process he had is the whole team knew that. So how focused will you really be? That's my thing. So, you know, you already knew you was locked in the fifth. If you weren't going to win and Philly wasn't going to lose and Buster wasn't going to lose, you was locked in the fifth. You got to go Tampa Bay. This is perfect. Because, truthfully, you go down to Tampa Bay, you lost beginning of the season. You had your worst game. Really, this besides that Tampa Bay game was your worst game. So now we're going to see. Because when I say Cowboy Nation, this game means everything. And you say, well, yeah, it's playoffs. No. Because if Dallas goes down and lose, Mike McCarthy's probably going to get fired. And you're going to go for
Right.
You're going to go for Peyton. Dan Quinn probably leave, which really I really don't care, because Dan Quinn, I like some of the style of the passing, but I'm a grinder. I like big boys up front to stop the run. And the ends on the pad, you know, Parson, you can put him anywhere. D Long or whatever on the
old school.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and smash mouth, do that. Put him out there, not no little old tight end, tackles and stuff like that. So you'll probably lose a lot of that, you know, talent is locked in. You know what I'm saying? Unless you wanted to trade or whatever. Get rid of the offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. He, you know, your time has come. Go ahead and go. But this game is bigger, because if you win this game, you can save a year. If you lose this game, I think you guys are gone. All you dudes are gone. And Commanders, where to go? I mean, y'all didn't win nothing. I mean, good luck or whatever. Go ahead and pick somebody, another defensive lineman. You know, y'all got all the best defensive linemen. You took one of our defensive linemen. Good luck. You still ain't doing nothing. You losers are still not in the playoffs. Congratulations. Cardinals 30, 49ers 38 took care of business.
Yeah, 49ers took care of business. It's just that I want to see what the young buck do in the playoffs. Can the young buck keep it rolling in the playoffs? Because
huge.
George love his quarterback. George love him. George Kittle's love his quarterback because he's getting the ball.
Oh yeah, huge.
This is
huge.
And I love it for fantasy reasons.
Huge.
It's
huge.
But it's like wow, like he's feeding the receivers. But when Debo get back, we got to see what this offense really look like.
Well, you know he was back this week.
But my whole thing is my whole thing is has this quarterback done enough to where they're gonna look at your boy and say, okay, you back to the bench, are you on a trading block? But besides that, it was a good one for the 49ers.
Great win for the 49ers, but I wanna go ahead and get the 49ers fans something I wanna talk about real quick. Okay. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games. Okay, so you lost to the Chiefs 44-23 on October 23. You got embarrassed. You beat the Rams. You beat the Chargers at home, barely 22-16. And now they have injuries. You beat the Cardinals at the Cardinals. You beat the Saints 13-0. You beat the Dolphins 33-17. I don't know. Tua was back and he was scrambling. That's probably your best win out of this stretch. You beat the Tampa Bay 35-7. You beat the Seahawks 21-13 at the Seahawks. You beat the Commanders 37-30. You beat the Raiders. They haven't played nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played nobody. So as we want to crown them, like all these networks are saying, oh man, that's a dude. We didn't play nobody. But the one team that you played,
right,
that was somebody, they punch you in your mouth at your place. And I'm saying that for the
rest
of the NFC is top heavy. There's the Eagles. There's San Fran. There's the Cowboys. All the heavy artillery is really on the other side. Besides, the Cowboys can score when they get things rolling. The Eagles, because they run that same kind of style they run. So my thing is, until I see them knock one of them teams out, I can't ride with them. With Purdy. Okay. With Jimmy G. Because I just read their schedule. They was in one of the worst divisions of all times. So let's mm-hmm. keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Purdy ain't played against nobody. And those 10 teams I read, Purdy didn't play against them. He played against like only 4 or 5 of them, right? So we're going to see. He's going to get real interesting, right? And so, hey, congratulations on that win. I just want to go ahead and get all them 49er fans back to reality. Rams 16, Seahawks 19.
Well, this loss for the Rams made their coach say, I don't know if only he won't come back. and the crazy thing about it, you're not a bad coach. You just had a bad season. You had a bad season. The Seahawks is in. Congratulations to them. Or whatever, but it's just, I did not think the Rams would be this bad. I know I just saw a lot of Super Bowl hangovers, but not like this one.
Bro, let me jump in with you, bro, with this. You remember how, was it last year? It was before they won the Super Bowl. You remember the year before they won the Super Bowl, they was talking about McVay might leave. Because the year before that, he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a bad year.
Yeah.
They were trying to get him into broadcasting. Apparently, he must be leaking this out to his agent or whatever, because you're not going to keep on hearing this kind of chatter from a young coach.
Exactly.
Dude is extremely young. Like, I think he like it. I don't think he likes it like that. I think it's one of those things that he's a smart guy. He's a, you know, he's a hell of a coach as far as the little picture that he's done, the little snapshot he's done. But I don't think the passion's there, because while we keep on hearing these conversations about, I don't know if I'm going to do this, because you remember, I think it was Fox or somebody was ready to throw him a boatload of money to get him out. Like, who does that to a coach that's young without you knowing something?
Yes, they was. Yep. Yep.
I think he'll probably come back, but if he has another horrible season, he probably dip, because I don't think he's the same cloth. I don't think it. Lions 20, Packers 16. Way to go, Detroit.
Yep, I'm going to the mall this weekend and go ahead and grab me a Detroit shirt and a hat, because I will be representing Detroit for football season from now on. Don't care. It's what it is. That's Pops' team. Hey, the crazy thing is, if they could have at least got that, what's that one loss they got, bro?
Oh, man. We thought they had a Carolina? It was Carolina.
Yes, because if they pulled that off, they might be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they would. You're right.
But they couldn't get it done.
They didn't show up that week.
They couldn't get it done. But the thing is, the crazy thing to me is, though, if they would have got in, would anybody really wanted to play Detroit?
No, sir. No.
You know what I'm saying? Because Detroit.
No, sir.
They are a nice, solid team.
No, sir.
I think they're going to be better next year. They got a well-coached team.
Well-coached.
They got decent players. Yeah. They can go pick up some other players in the draft.
Right.
Or whatever. But it's time for you to go, Rodgers. It's over. I hate to say it. He's getting paid $53 million next season.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
He has to go. It's time.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Once they interview Dan Campbell about the approach to the game, and he when they you know, you're not in it, coach, you figure out that, you know, your team learned 40 minutes ago that you're not in it, and he said our goal is to make sure they're not in it. I said, uh-oh.
They ready.
There's not too many coaches that can pull it off, bro. He said, well, okay. Right. Our goal is to make sure they don't get in. I was like, oh, I'm down. Like, we're ready. We're ready. I said, man, Mark and I have been talking about this. We've talked about this last. We've been talking about it all year. We talked about the transformation. When the coach, who they love, said, hey, we ain't in there. But, hey, we trying to make sure they're not in there. I said, oh, the Packers are in trouble.
Exactly.
And they were.
Right.
They was in trouble.
Yep.
Congratulations on that one. Before we let y'all out, we're going to give y'all a quick update on this one real quick, and we'll hit some other stuff a little another time. Bill safety, DeMar Hamlin, he's transported to Buffalo Hospital. He's, you know, they did a little walking. I don't know if he was on like a little device, you know what I'm saying, that helped him walk or whatever, but he was moving around. A walker, that's what the word I'm looking for, walker. But congratulations on him, on his recovery, that he's still going. He's going to Buffalo
Hospital.
Not going home, he's going to the hospital. So, hey, prayers for you and your family, and prayers for the NFL and everybody.
Absolutely.
Play sports or whatever, because that's on your mind if you play football, basketball, baseball, whatever. So, hey, man, great.
Always on your mind.
Big time. So, hey, DeMar Hamlin, hey, prayers. God bless. Hey, y'all, God bless you guys and everybody for watching us and supporting us and doing what you do, man. We know it. We see it.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Hey, thank y'all, man. Have a good night and finish watching that game. Y'all know how we do. See y'all on...
Yes, sir.
Wednesday. Not tomorrow. We'll see y'all Wednesday. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the
Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.